Hotel history is created for adult audiences. Content may not be suitable for all listeners. Discretion is advised. You're listening to Hotel History. We take you with us through the sordid history and scandals of some of the world's most famous and infamous hotels. I'm Dieta.
And I'm Yael. Let's get started.
So today we're doing a really fun one that I'm excited about. It is, well, I'm always excited about them. I have to find something new to say.
But I will, you know what? I'll be honest. I'm meh on this one. I need to get excited. This one is about nature lovers, and I don't think I'm a nature lover. You're more of a nature lover than I am.
Yeah, so you're here to balance out the perspectives and...
Yeah, I'm here to point out the problem. But if the list could prove to me that it's worth it, then you know it's a good hotel.
Yeah.
If they can figure out how to accommodate people who aren't nature lovers.
And there are some. I specifically tried to find some that was like, maybe one of you loves nature and one of you is just like, well, I love you, so I guess we're going to do this.
Well, you know what? This could be the middle ground for certain people, that one loves nature, the other one not so much. And these hotels will bring those two people together. And it's all about compromise.
Yeah.
It should be called compromising hotels. No. That sounds bad.
Those are hotels that where I think you get caught with a hooker.
That's true. Forget what I said.
We're starting off today in Mexico. We're going to Cabo, but not Cabo San Lucas. We're going to about like half an hour away to San Jose de Cabo.
Yeah, this hotel is called Acre Treehouse Hotel.
So already I'm loving... I feel like we've given it away.
Yeah. It's a really, I mean, the website is really nice. I'm also going to judge all the hotels based on their website.
Because some fair. Hotels. That's how you're presenting yourself to the world.
I got to say, the hotels, some of them are really, the ideas are great. I'm sure the experience are great. But the websites are stuck 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And it stops people from going. Because they're confused.
Yes. They're like, is this still open for business or did it close in 2007?
But this hotel is really nice.
Yes. So this one, your hotel room is actually going to be a breezy treehouse in the jungle. It was actually named the number 4 best treehouse hotel by Travel and Leisure and the number 3 sexiest hotel in the world by Cosmopolitan.
Wait a minute. There are more than one treehouse hotel.
Oh, there are so many treehouse hotels.
Ah,
yeah.
We should do an episode just on that. treehouse hotels, I think touches everyone's like deep desire when you're a kid to live in a treehouse.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And this experience like completes that dream.
Yeah. It touches a couple of my deep desires. There's the childhood one, and then there's the living with Brendan Fraser as George of the Jungle in one.
Yeah. Oh my god. You're right, that is a secret desire.
It's not so secret. I feel like I tell everyone I meet. Oh. Do you guys remember Brendan Fraser in the 90s? Smoking.
That was the best movie. Yeah, they should have a room, a suite called George of the Jungle.
Yes.
And just pictures of Brendan Fraser everywhere.
Yeah.
I would book it.
So Acre started actually as a farm-to-table restaurant and bar, but has expanded to include 18 treehouse rooms. But, okay, if like living up in a tree for a couple of nights is not really your thing, they do actually have some really nice 2- and 3-room villas and haciendas that are so nice.
Oh my god, yeah, they're beautiful. They're very modern looking, chic, airy. even a picture on their website of the shower in the suite. It looks like you're showering. Well, it looks like a cement block, but it's like open at there's a skylight and plants coming out of it, so you kind of get that open shower feel.
You'll stay
in the treehouse. I'll stay here.
Perfect. And although, then we'll meet by the pool.
Yeah, but the treehouse is really nice. The outside looks like they glued a bunch of sticks on it, and then the inside looks like a nice room. Where as long as you can protect yourself from the mosquitoes, then I'll stay.
Then you're good. It's gorgeous. So they also make their own small batch mezcal there. So if you are a cocktail connoisseur, this is going to be a great place to go. They have a like coffee shop restaurant. They have a more formal restaurant. So foodies are going to have a great time here.
This place has everything. Also, their hacienda, is that what they call it? Haciendas. Hacienda. Mm-hmm. Their haciendas have like private pools. Or that's what it looks like on their website. Where there's...
Oh, does it have like a jacuzzi?
No, it's like a little pool. A full-on pool that has like little fountains or something coming out of the wall. And it's like a private little area. It's gorgeous.
Mm.
Forget the suite. I want to stay at the hacienda.
The hacienda, yeah. they do have a big main pool for everyone. They also have an orchard that you can explore, some beautiful gardens. And then they also have like a menagerie of animals on the property that live there. So you can hang out with their peacocks. They have some adorable donkeys and some Nigerian dwarf goats.
Oh my God.
Their Instagram is full of photos of their animals. So one day I was just scrolling nonstop to watch all of the videos of their donkeys.
Okay, this place has everything. You don't need to go anywhere. You can just stay here. You should have your wedding here.
They do have wedding stuff.
I know. I saw that
section. I sent it to my fiance and was like, hey,
yeah,
let's check it out.
Let's have some dwarf goats at our wedding. I want to go here. Okay. Acre Hotel. We would be so happy to, take pictures of your dwarf goats. And your animals and make content for you if you want while we drink tequila.
Now we are going to cross the country and head over to Key Largo, Florida, to the Florida Keys. This is Jules Undersea Lodge. This one is really, really unique.
Yeah, oh my God, this one is so cool. This is the one that doesn't have good enough advertising and marketing, but it should.
Yes.
We're not trying to criticize. We're trying to advise. we're trying to say your place is amazing, but you got to do better.
Yeah. Yael is a great social media manager. Aww. You guys should reach out.
I mean, we just got a compliment on one of our posts. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, no, I haven't.
A podcast.
Oh.
Another podcast reached out and was like, oh, your page is so nice. And I'm like, thanks. It's all me.
It is.
It really is. I said that. I didn't know if it made you sound bad. I'm like...
you're like, Deanna doesn't do shit. No. This is all me.
just the post. I'm that's my job.
Yeah. Elle is a great artist, and so I just leave that in her hands. I handle the newsletter, she handles the Instagram. It works for us.
Yeah. There's a balance.
All right. So Jules's Undersea Lodge is the world's only underwater hotel where scuba diving is the only way to get to your room. You can visit the Undersea Lodge for 3 hours if you're a weenie, or you can actually stay overnight.
Judge much?
I'm absolutely a weenie. I can't stay overnight under the sea. As much as I want to pretend to be a mermaid, I cannot do that. But 3 hours I could handle. So you can do actually, if you don't know how to scuba dive, because you have to be scuba certified to be able to actually get to your room. That's the only way to get to it is through scuba. So they have a scuba training location in the lagoon, and they will handle the certification for you, teach you everything you need to know, and then take you to your room.
I think that's I think that's a good way to push you if you are interested in scuba diving, because then you can do two things at once. You can stay at this hotel.
Yeah.
And then also.
Yeah. So certified. Then like you learn how to do this thing and then you get a fun little.
I do want to get scuba certified. I love the ocean. I'm more of like, I rather go underwater than jump off a plane. Like if I had a choice.
Yeah.
But I also am terrified a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm scared that my brain's going to explode. You know, because they say the pressure and everything. But I feel like this, because this is also, it's like a professional, like these are scuba people. This is where you want to do it. It's not just a gimmick because they have like a lab.
Yes,
right?
Yes. These are like marine biologists. This is a very legit place to learn. And, you know, you can go up to 30 feet in the lagoon. So it's learning to scuba dive, but it's also very protected and you're not going to like accidentally go too deep and like overpressurize your body or whatever.
Okay, your brain won't explode.
Okay. So
that makes me feel better.
The entire structure of the lodge is underwater. It sits on legs that are about 5 feet off the bottom of the lagoon. And then the lodge itself is filled with compressed air, which prevents the water from rising and flooding the rooms. So you actually enter through a moon pool entrance in the floor of the building. So it's kind of like you're surfacing through a small swimming pool, according to their website.
Oh, well, I mean, they have to make it a separate room because you don't want to go and get wet in the main room, right?
Right.
That's going to be interesting. Wait, so here, I was saying this before we were talking about this, like, imagine it's really small and you go and you get in a fight with the person that you're staying with in a freaking lagoon and you're like, I'm so mad at you. I'm going to scuba dive right back up to the surface. And you have to be close with the person because I feel like if you're coming out of the little pool area and you have to change, and this is a very intimate experience, no?
Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, the photos on their website really make me think of, like, it has a bit of a Wes Anderson vibe to it. And so now I'm just like seeing Wes Anderson style movie scenes of people having to scuba in and out because they're angry or fighting or eating.
Oh my god, just like
constant cutting to scenes of people scuba.
Whatever that song
exactly.
is. Yeah. Here's the thing. Their website, again, it's not horrible, but it invest in professional photography. There's a trend, the Wes Anderson trend. You need to get on that.
Yeah.
And just have like a young 20-year-old intern do that for you because it would be perfect.
Yes. I would love it. I would watch it. Make it a series.
If you want, we can come by. We can do that for you.
Yeah, we've definitely watched enough Wes Anderson. I think we could pull it off.
I see that they offer like DVDs and stuff in
yes.
the hotel room.
They
I
do.
Mean, the lodge, they should offer the one, what's the Wes Anderson?
The Life Aquatic.
Yeah, the Life Aquatic. I bet you they do. I bet someone put that in there.
I hope so. Yeah, it is also an air-conditioned space. It has two private bedrooms and a common room. So even though it's, you know, a small area, there is some privacy. The common room has the dining and entertainment areas. And you're going to have Wi-Fi, DVDs, Amazon Fire Stick. So you're not going to be without your entertainment. Although I feel like you're just going to want to stare out the huge windows and watch the fish go by.
Okay, yeah, here's the thing, we have to not have internet and entertainment 24/7.
Oh my gosh,
you are supposed to be in nature. It's nature lovers.
You had to scuba dive to get to your hotel room. Why do you need the internet now?
I think it's, I can imagine the 3 hours that you're there, you wouldn't need to whatever, but if you're there overnight and you're having trouble sleeping, maybe,
to distract yourself from the crushing weight of the water around you.
This is not for people who have claustrophobia or like other anxieties, or maybe this is exposure therapy, but the movies are probably there to calm you when you do have that panic attack in the middle of the night where you're like, I'm in a fucking lagoon and I just looked at, you know, the internet with the Titanic. Don't watch Titanic.
Yes. And for those of you who are like, oh my God, what if something goes wrong? There are, it's monitored like 24/7. They have a mission director from their land-based command center, and they have an umbilical cable that connects the undersea lodge with the control center. It delivers fresh air, water, power, and communications. And like, it itself has independent support systems and backup systems. So it has a lot of safety.
Wait,
things in place.
Would you say it's monitored 24 hours? Which rooms?
I think they just mean the systems are monitored. Oh, okay. I don't think they are like having video in the in the rooms.
That will be.
Yeah.
That's weird. What's also weird. Okay, just hear me out. I got a lot of thoughts. You're in your little lagoon with that window, and then all of a sudden you see some scuba divers and you're like, "Ah, I'm naked." Or like, can anyone scuba dive outside your window?
Maybe they have a curtain on the window on the inside.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I don't know.
This is, you just have to be fearless to stay in this lodge.
I mean, maybe keep your bow chicka bow wow for a different hotel.
Yes. Keep it for the treehouse.
Yeah. Save it for Brendan Fraser. All right. So if you get hungry, you can also choose to include a prepared meal by the lodge's mer chef, who scuba dives down to the hotel to prepare and serve a gourmet dinner. You can also include like surprise bouquets of flowers and cakes if it's a special occasion. So imagine having to scuba dive with all of that stuff down there.
Can you drop it first with a rock and be like, I'll meet you.
Incoming.
And then also... Dude, I'm sure they serve fish, right? Like, imagine the chef's like, oh man, I'm out of this halibut. Let me quickly go out and get some more.
So the founder of this really unique experience is Ian Koblick and Neil Mani. But Ian Koblick is actually... the one who designed this lodge. He's the founder of the Marine Resources Development Foundation and current Marine Lab. And he is the gatekeeper of Jules's Undersea Lodge. So when it started its life in the 1970s, Koblick persuaded the governor of Puerto Rico to fund an undersea research program. And he started building a new undersea habitat designed to be quickly and easily moved and deployed. It was named La Chalupa as a nod to the flat-bottomed boats used by Puerto Rican fishermen that were notorious for sinking in the open ocean.
I don't think that was a good idea.
Well, it's not called La Chalupa anymore.
I wonder why.
Well, this one, they wanted to sink.
Oh, yeah.
So your hotel room used to be like a bona fide marine research lab.
It kind of looks like it, though. Yeah. It gives that vibe, which isn't great.
So Koblick moved to Florida in 76, and that's when he partnered with Neil Mani, and they were able to acquire La Chalupa from the Puerto Rican government, moved it, and converted it into the world's first submerged hotel. And it opened in 1986, which when they set up their website.
Burn. Wait, so who's the doctor? Who's the lab doctor?
Koblick. Yeah.
Okay, so when you go on their Instagram, I think it is connected to a marine biologist doctor, right?
Yeah, that's him.
And he has a great social media, lots of things. But it's interesting that they kept that connection and didn't just market it to like cool lodge place. It's like actually important, and does people do important things there? I mean, I think they do.
Yeah, and on their website they do have more about the missions that the different marine biologists have been on and the research that they've done. So you can dive a little bit deeper into that world. And
so this is really, for the marine biologist fans, this is where you want to go. Like if I was 12 and all, like, you know, kids get obsessed about things.
Yes.
I'd be like, I need to do this. You must take me. I don't want a bat mitzvah. I want to go under under the ocean.
Yeah, actually, the marine lab and the lodge have been used in research on extended space travel as well. So they've also like hooked up with the space program.
Oh my God, that's really cool. I can't wait till there's a hotel on Mars we can talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. We should do like sci-fi hotels or... Well, it wouldn't be sci-fi. It would be real.
Well, yeah, it'd be real then.
A real sci, not real fi.
And then actually some really famous people have stayed here, including Steve Tyler from Aerosmith, Tim Allen.
Oh.
And former Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What thrill seekers. That kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they're all scuba diving fans.
It could be.
That's so interesting.
I feel like if there are any 30 Rock fans out there, Jack Donaghy would have definitely done this, Alec Baldwin's character.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole episode about how obsessed he was with marine biology as a child.
That's what I'm saying. But then he would be scared to actually do it. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So our next one, we're hopping all the way to France. And this hotel, I'm going to mess up the name, Atrap-Reves.
That sounds as good as anything I could have come up with.
Atrap-Reves. I don't know. How do you say this? How would you say it?
Like you said it, yeah.
Atrap-Reves.
Atrap-Reves. Reves.
Do they pronounce the S?
Atrap-Reves. I don't know. I always mean to look up the French pronunciation before we start recording. I always forget.
Can you say it in your Texan accent? Atrap-Reves.
Atrap-Reves.
I don't know how to do accents. But this one's pretty cool. This is a themed bubble room hotel. So you can enjoy the nature without leaving your hotel room. It's a clear bubble with a bed in it. In the forest.
Yeah.
It's in Marseille. So at this hotel, they have themed bubble rooms so you can enjoy the nature without leaving your hotel room. At night, you can sleep under the stars in a comfy bed. And if sleeping in a clear bubble isn't your thing, they also have some treehouse-style huts, a Tahitian cabin, and regular suites if you like the indoors and you don't want anything to do with nature. But the idea is that you're in these bubble themes rooms and they have different themes in the bubbles, right?
Yeah.
Including Zen, nature, glamour, and chic.
Yeah. So this one is for the people who are like, I like the way that nature looks, but I don't necessarily want to be in it. So you get like, you're like in your protected bubble.
It's a protected bubble. Yeah. It's but exactly it's, what it sounds like.
Yeah. And it's completely see-through so that you can see all of the forest all around you, but you don't have any of the bugs or the...
It's a fancy mosquito net.
But much, much more solid.
It's much more... Yeah. But... And you won't get like... You can control the temperature. It's like...
I think so, yeah.
But it's really cool. I'm sure a lot of people have seen this on TikTok or on Instagram and travel magazines. It's been around for a while.
Yeah.
But their Tahitian hut feels like an escape to Polynesia. And those include a jacuzzi. So the huts are just the bed. I mean, the bubbles are just the bed, but the Tahitian huts include like a jacuzzi and is an actual room. Which one would you want to stay in?
I probably would want to do maybe the Zen bubble room.
Yeah, that one sounds nice.
It looks very relaxing.
Yeah. And then they have the squirrel hut. It's a treehouse, but it's 5 meters in the air.
I don't know how much 5 meters is.
I don't know.
Is
that so a lot? It's a tall treehouse, and I like that it's called the squirrel hut. I like that name. There's also an aqua room, and this includes an indoor suite with a jungle decor, huge aquariums, jacuzzi, and a waterbed. Holy crap.
Oh, waterbed. So this...
That is an aqua room.
So this room is also from the 80s.
So they got the bubble theme rooms. They got the Tahitian hut. They got the squirrel hut. They got the aqua room. And now they have the lovin'ed room. I don't know if that's a take on just loving.
I have no idea.
But it's a spherical hut, 4 meters in the air. Like, that means something to us. With a clear dome to see the stars at night.
Yeah.
That one sounds cool.
This one,
okay, it, I want to
yeah,
say
this,
this
one's cool.
One.
This
yeah.
one, it's like a wooden bubble because it's not all clear all the way through like the other ones, but then the top is see-through so you can see the stars.
Yeah, you can see most of these, like most of the pictures online. I think they also have a Instagram. Something that some websites that we found don't have is the connection from the Instagram to the website. Like, you cannot find the Instagram from the website, which is a big no-no because I had to like search for it and it was hard to come to pop up. But it was hard to find this one also on Instagram.
I really feel like now that we've talked so much crap about everybody else's website, we're currently working on getting ours up, and now we really have to make sure ours looks good.
And if it doesn't and anyone wants to give us some advice, please do.
Yeah.
Like, we're open to it. Constructive criticism. We're not insulting the companies and the businesses that we're talking about. We're really impressed with it. But we just, it's just some of the graphics.
Yeah. We love your architectural achievements. We just want your digital achievements to match.
Yeah. I just feel like we're spoiled millennials who the second we see anything ugly or dated, we're like, ugh, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Because it gets complicated. We like smoothness. We're so spoiled.
We want it to be efficient and streamlined and beautiful.
Because another thing in our heads, I think, is that ugly websites, I correlate with scams.
Oh.
And like outdatedness and like sketchy. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, stay away.
That's so true. Yeah. So in case you're wondering where you're going to handle your toiletries, there are private showers and toilets provided for each space. And breakfast is provided in the morning. So you don't have to come with your own cooler full of food. They'll provide you.
Oh, okay. But here, that's something we should mention. The domes, a lot of these hotel rooms don't have bathrooms attached to it. So you have to go out.
Yeah, you have to like walk down a path and it will have like a private bathroom shower for you.
Which I don't love.
Yeah. But it is still, I mean, this is
glamping.
Yeah. So.
But I mean, if someone says you want to go camping, I'd be like, yeah, in France. I'd go.
Yeah.
I got asked to go camping recently and I'm like, what about if we just rent a cabin and not camp?
Yeah.
Like, that's not what we invited you to. What are you talking about?
You can't change our trip that we invited you to. Next up is probably pretty high on my list for this episode.
Oh, this one. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Kwesi Dunes Lodge in Namibia, which is a country in southern Africa on the western coast. So Kwesi Dunes Lodge is located on the Namib Rand Nature Reserve, and it is Africa's only dark sky reserve. So you're going to have almost non-existent light pollution, meaning that you're going to get to have a view of the Milky Way galaxy that you basically can find almost nowhere else on the planet. And so they have taken advantage of this and created a room in the chalet that has a star bed. Basically, there's no roof, and you just lay in bed in the open air and gaze at the night sky.
And there's no mosquitoes there, right?
So that's actually why I chose this one, because there are tons of star beds in Africa in all different countries. But I noticed a lot of them were covered in mosquito netting, which of course they made look very nice. It's very nicely draped. But I was like, I don't want to sleep in a place that requires mosquito netting. Not a fan. So I looked around until I found a place that was a dry desert landscape, and there is no mosquito netting in any of their photos. So that combined with the dark sky reserve are the reasons I chose this one.
Okay. And that makes sense, because no swamp, no forest. Right.
Yeah. It's not humid. Mosquitoes. It's dry.
You might just have scorpions coming into your roof, but that's fine. We can deal with that. It's really beautiful. If you go to the website, there's pictures, and this place, wow.
Yeah.
Like really stunning. You really feel you're in a safari. You're just like in the middle of the desert. If you want to get away from everyone and stay here, that's where you would do it. It's beautiful. It's like up to date. It's chic, but not cold. They definitely play into the deserty, like, beigeness. I don't know how to, the wicker, all that stuff. And their pictures, like, you can see animals running around. I was trying to figure out what those animals were. So they were orcs, right?
Oryx.
Oryx?
Is that how we... Yeah, we're not saying orc, like from Lord of the Rings.
No, we're saying orc. They're real animals that exist in, like, this planet lifetime.
Not Middle Earth. It's not O-R-Y-X, right? Oryx?
O-R-Y-X.
Yeah. So I think that's how that would
they
be pronounced.
They kind of look like ibexes and gazelles and stuff. They're so cool. And they're just running in a picture. And I think there's, I just saw the picture also of the sky. It's freaking crazy. This is where you want to just look for shooting stars. And
yeah. And I think each star room has a telescope, so you can do naked eye, or you can also
that is so cool.
Do some deeper viewing.
And there's like this deep red sand or orangey sand, and you can go horseback riding. And there's like a picture also of a black back jackal, which I'm assuming, I guess, is one of the animals that just run around. If you don't like animals, maybe you shouldn't do this one.
Yeah.
But
you can also ride quad bikes here in addition to going horseback riding, or they also take you on safari vehicle rides through the reserve. Or if you want like an overview, you can do a helicopter ride or a hot air balloon ride. And so you can, do some animal watching. You're going to see bat-eared fox, antelope, African wild cats, and they said even leopards and cheetahs sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then nearby, actually, is a place called Sossusvlei, which is a salt and clay pan filled with white salt and red sand dunes.
What do they do?
It's a natural phenomenon.
Oh.
I mean, they do landscape. So nearby Sossusvlei is Dead Valley, which adds to the ambiance with dead camel thorn trees estimated to be 900 years old.
Is that what Dead Valley means?
Yeah.
Dead camel?
Like dead. Well, Valley, I think, meant marsh, I think, something like that. I can't remember. There's a website for Sossusvlei that tells you what all these words mean.
Okay.
The camel thorn trees haven't decomposed because the climate is so dry. So these trees are almost 1,000 years old.
That's crazy.
But it's a really popular popular place for photographers because there's such a contrast between these black trees, the white sand and salt, and the red dunes.
Yeah, anyone who's interested, look it up, because it's wow. Like, it really is beautiful. It's a different kind of nature. Like, each one of the hotels we're talking about has, you know, there's something for everyone out there. If you like desert, you should go to South Africa. Also, if you have a huge budget, obviously, do any of these.
Do all of these.
If you're like us, you're like, okay, I'm going to go to the beach. That's like 20 minutes from my house. But they each, it's like the forest, the desert, you know, underwater. I mean, literally, there's something for everyone. That is, I really want to go there. That one's so cool.
It's on my list now. I'd never even heard of it before we researched this episode, and now it's at near the top of my list.
It's one of those places. Whenever I read those travel magazines or on Instagram, you see all these cool things exist, and you're like, okay, whatever. But you don't do any research because it's so out of your world. Like, I can't afford that. I'm never gonna go there. But then because we do it, I'm like, oh. Maybe that should be my next vacation.
Yeah. Like, there's got to be a way to make this happen. I want to see these things.
I mean, they're expensive, but some of the places we've looked up is not like insane. Like, you're spending that much on a normal vacation. You might as well just go someplace cooler.
Yeah.
Especially if it's in the U.S. Like Key Largo, Florida. That's not that crazy.
Yeah.
But every time I say Key Largo, I want to sing the song.
I know. It's in my head.
How does it constantly go?
Key Largo, Montego. Baby,
I don't know the words. Oh, is it just all the places we want to travel to? So our next hotel, now we're traveling all the way to Scandinavia land. It's in Norway. Is Norway a part of Scandinavia?
It is.
Okay, thank God.
Good job.
It's called Hotel Union
Uye.
Uye. And in Jewish, it's called Hotel Union
Oy.
Oy. And it has that Norway, letter with the O and the dash.
And the slash.
Slash
thing.
In it.
Yeah.
What's where that it's called? Like, no smoking. So this hotel has a glorious history of mountaineering nobility, writers, and royalty that have stayed here. Do we know any famous people that stayed there?
We do.
We'll get there. So this gem.
First, I want to hear you say these words.
I'm going to struggle.
Just talk like the Swedish chef and you'll get it.
What's this? How do you talk like
a Swedish? From the Muppets?
Okay, this gem in the middle of the
Hjørundfjord,
Hjørundfjord, and Sunnmøre Alps. You know who I think of? I think of Rose from the Golden Girls.
This is right next to St. Olaf.
We used to make Hjørundfjord. It's a delicious jello. Okay, sorry. Where was I?
I believe you were at Hjørundfjord.
Hjørundfjord and Sunnmøre Alps is an outdoor person's dream all year long, with hiking, kayaking, snorkeling, picnics along the fjord, skiing, snowshoeing, biking, and ice skating when their pond freezes over in the winter. So like 90% of the year. Since Norway is an Arctic circle, summer travelers can enjoy the outdoors long into the night due to the midnight sun phenomenon. That actually sounds really cool.
That does sound really cool.
I want to go there one day in the summer, one day in the winter, and compare.
I read that actually a lot of people go in the autumn because it's, I guess, a really nice temperature and there's still good weather.
With your circadian rhythm?
Yeah. Exactly. So I think Norway is one of those places that you should go for a little piece of time every season.
That's what I'm saying. It's good to, see if you like all darkness when you're depressed, all light when you're happy. Yeah. Basically, it's a place for manic people.
Oh, no. but the fjords really are insanely beautiful.
It looks stunning. All those places look stunning because there's so much nature and not a lot of people.
Yeah, this one, I have to give a shout out to my fiance for this one because he turned on like a documentary or something about the Norwegian fjords while I was researching for this article. And I had, this wasn't even on my radar. And then I saw like one frame of video and was like, oh my God, where is, I want to go to there.
Yeah, the rooms also look spectacular. They're so beautiful. Their website is 10 out of 10.
Yes.
I have no criticism.
No notes.
Yeah. The Norwegians, how did, what am I saying?
Yeah, Norwegians.
Why did I think it was anything else? Did a great job. So this hotel was built in 1891. That's old, but not that old. It's not like...
It's not ancient, but it's got a solid...
It's
older than the plaza, older.
Yeah. I mean, for Europe, it's pretty young.
Yeah, that's true.
It has hosted explorers from over a century as Union... Union...
Uye
is the doorway to some of Norway's best hiking trails and summits. It became a favorite of the nature-loving aristocracy who wanted to experience the outdoors without sacrificing luxury, just like me. It soon drew the likes of Princess Victoria, King Oscar II of Sweden, Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands, Emperor Wilhelmina II of Germany, and Queen Maud and King Hakon VII of Norway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of royalty who wanted to pretend like they were cool and like down to earth and naturey when they really weren't. Okay, so Hotel Union Uye. Every time I mess it up. Am I saying it right?
No, that's right. Oh, yeah. As far as I could tell from the Google Translate pronunciation lady, that's as close as I could get.
She pronounces things weird.
She does.
It's a boutique hotel and it offers like modest selection of rooms in either the hotel proper or one of its charming rustic farmhouses with views of the fjord and the valley. So you can stay in a lot. There's a few selections you can choose from. Each room is named after one of its former illustrious guests, including the explorer Roald Amundsen. If you know who that is, take a shot. And writers Henrik Ibsen, I know who that is, and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and of course an array of royals. But also this hotel has Victorian gardens and a huge Victorian garden, but it looks like it would have like multiple gardens and places to walk around in nature, and you can see the mountains. It has a wine room with on staff sommelier tasting. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
They have two restaurants also that they produce local food and all that stuff. They have a working library that chronicles the area's history of mountaineering and exploration. I'm sure that their library is also really old and has some really cool books you can look into.
And it looks very cozy.
It's so cute. I just want to also mention the hotel rooms, like you should check out this website, are so cute. Like they're chic, very Scandinavian, but very cozy. And they have some really beautiful like details, and it doesn't feel...
It does not look like IKEA in
there.
Look
like
they
IKEA,
furnished
no.
the rooms with antiques, like gorgeous furniture. And if all of these places around the world are just a little too far, then you should still go ahead and think about going up to nature in the classic American summer way, which is the Catskills.
Oh, yeah. It's Catskill season.
Yeah. So, of course, we did a few episodes on the Borscht Belt last summer, which took place in the Catskills. And we talked all about Borscht Belt Fest, which is kind of a revival of that. And they are having it again this year, July 27th and 28th. So you can still get tickets. There's going to be a street fair with lots of artisans, merchandise, food, and I think they're going to have another cocktails and comedy opening night on that Friday, July 26th. And then, of course, there's always really interesting historical displays from the Borscht Belt Museum exhibits. So you should definitely, if you have the means to make it to New York.
If you can make it to Ellenville, New York, which is where they had it. I went last year and it's only going to get better each year because they're growing it. And I believe they're still working on the museum, but it was so much fun. It was a lot of people, but not overwhelming. I mean, not for me, but it was so cute. You got to see this little, like, you know, upstate New York neighborhood, and the people were really nice and the food was really good. And if you get to go, you're very lucky. I kind of want to go, but I can't.
I know I can't either. I want to. But so you should all go for us and then send us some
God,
photos.
Tag us. Yeah. If anyone's going, please tag us, share with us. Also, if you're driving there from New York City and you are bored, you should listen to our episodes.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot and it's like a 3-hour drive.
That's true. That's true.
It's a long drive.
Yeah. We interviewed Jen Stewart, who has the Borscht Belt Tatler podcast. So if you really want a deep dive onto the Borscht Belt, that is the podcast you need to be listening to.
Yeah, it's amazing. She covers so much and she interviews so many cool people.
Thanks for listening to Hotel History. You can follow us on most social media platforms, Patreon, and Substack by searching for Hotel History or Hotel History Podcast. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify so we can reach more listeners.